Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Top of the hour is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified. Parkins and Spiegel are truncated today. They are leading you into Cubs, Padres, baseball. And they're here now. Hello, boys.
What's up, Lawrence? What's up, Speaks?
Hello, everyone. You say Cubs, Padres like it's not a big time tilt, Lawrence. Like
I felt like I gave it the big voice treatment there.
I know, but I sense the irony, don't you, Danny? Like I was insulted. I sensed.
No,
the irony.
I think that Lawrence hyped it, frankly, more than it deserved to be.
You
hyped.
Do? All right, maybe I'm projecting. It's possible that I'm projecting.
It's possible.
Right here. But you know what? Those last two games, they've been
extremely entertaining.
Extremely entertaining. I thought last night was a really entertaining game, and we barely talked about Kyle Hendricks yesterday. I don't even think we did. Danny Hendricks was, I know you love Kyle, as do I, when he's good. That was as good as he has ever been in a start two nights ago. So they've been fun to watch, and they've ended late and gone on late. It's been like nice, relaxed, pleasant baseball viewing.
Yeah, and last night you thought you were Schwinning. And you didn't because the ball died on the track, though he barreled it up almost perfectly.
If there'd just been a little bit stronger of a tailwind, you know, that's really all they needed.
It was a couple of schwinches short.
Yeah, it was just a few schwinches short. It's too bad. The tailwind, it's tough to gauge out there in Schwin Diego. It really is.
All right, now you've gone too far.
It's a Schwindy city, and we're just living in it.
Oh, yeah, baby. I start out by going too far. That's my act. What do you think?
It is.
You like it?
That's
it
good.
Is.
I dig
just
it.
105 miles an hour, but way outside. just throws it wild.
Hey,
Lawrence, I was relating to you earlier, man. We should golf. Let's go.
I don't think we should, Danny.
Come on, man.
I don't think you want to see that guy.
I do want to see that guy because I I'm not. I love golf. I am addicted to golf, but I am not good at golf. Like I love the pain and the frustration, and I will throw a club and curse and get mad at myself and consider quitting the game and the whole thing. But there's something about getting out on a golf course and saying things that you would never say, certainly into a microphone, much less in like you wouldn't even say it in road rage. You know what I mean? You
right.
wouldn't even think it. You wouldn't even like say it anonymously on the internet. But like on a golf course, you're like, well,
let her rip.
I did just shank that one into the water after I piped a drive. I was like, all right, I'm 110 in. Just put this wedge on the green. I'm going to have a birdie putt, two putt par. It's going to be a glorious thing. And then you shank it into the water, and all of a sudden, calling your playing partner the devil. It happens.
Well, can I just tell you that one thing that's already annoyed me? I've already tired of texters offering me advice. Shut up.
That's typical golf.
I have no interest in some guy's like, come on and drive down to Starved Rock. I'll give you free lessons. No,
Danny's
I'm not doing that.
Danny's got a guy for you. He's got a golf coach for you. Unfortunately, the guy's a big Waddle and Sylvie fan. He's probably going to talk to you about that a lot. But, you know, Danny seems to deal with it okay.
I mean,
have you won him over?
I like those guys. They're all right.
Yeah, they're fine. Hey. You don't go up against them.
Oh, Lawrence. That's right. That's
my right. God. Well, it I'm hurts. A longtime Greeny fan. Everybody knows that. Yeah.
He's not here anymore.
Oh, yeah, good
Oh,
points.
You're a Greeny and tape delay fan, Speaks? You've always said that.
You know me, man. Like, I think Greeny has a voice that's built for tape delay, frankly.
Yeah, you always have said that. It's just ridiculous.
Exactly right.
But, yeah, no, I thought I'd bought the 5-pack from a dude who I never met to get the discount. And what do? I work in radio. Oh, really? I listen to Cap and Waddle and Sylvie every day. Cool. I work in sports radio. Okay. Yeah. Let's Wait. No more follow-ups.
What do you do? You do updates for WLS? Is that what you do?
Exactly. Exactly.
Be like, Made no, I'm turd. That's what you do next time. Just say,
hey, that could work out. People think I'm man cow sometimes. So, you know.
There we go.
We got a thing.
Yeah.
Why not?
I just tell people smart. That I teach.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I mean, it's true. Like, it's not a lie. I actually do teach.
There you go. I sing sometimes.
There you go. So, Danny, we've got to come up with something. Oh, professional gambler. That's what you got to say.
You know what he does, Lawrence? I'll tell you one thing he does.
What's
the
that?
Man raises money and then breaks ground to build a neighborhood grocery store.
I'm a philanthropist.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a philanthropist. How many things have you done? Well, lately, I did one. You know, it was a big
day. It's a big deal, though. One thing that, what'd you do? Well, we raised $750,000 and then built a brick and mortar store in a food desert. That's pretty significant.
That works. That's a vocation.
That's the move now, Danny. Like the move when you don't want to run into, you know, people that are like, man, I'm all about Cap and Jay Hood.
Yeah,
right.
You got to tell them that you're a philanthropist.
Okay, so but now just curious here. Good guy move, funding the construction of the grocery store. Is it offset by the bad guy move of lying about being professional philanthropist to hide radio occupation?
It's not a lie.
It's not a lie. You literally professionally raise money.
You know, I know it happened. I know. Thank you for bringing it up, Speaks. Yes, the groundbreaking was Saturday. It was a great time. It was awesome to see the kids again. I kept being like, this is a long time coming. It finally happened. I can't believe it took this long. There was so much red tape. And everybody was like, you clearly have never done anything like this before, have you?
That's just how it happens.
That's just how it works. You thought the money was going to be raised and then the shovels were going to be in the ground the next day? I'm like, I don't know.
Well, I bring it up because I'm proud of you as your partner and friend. Remember that you're a really great partner and a good friend. You're okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then if you're not comfortable with that, how about we go with sells pharmaceuticals?
Oh, does he?
Oh, interesting. He sold them on the air.
That's true. I like the lie. So, Lawrence, Danny, let me ask you guys this. The other reason I brought it up, by the way, Danny, is that all the Score listeners and the Score hosts and everybody who works here, we all felt a part of it. So it's nice to see it breaking ground. Like, people rallied seriously to get it done. So I'm proud of it myself, tangentially, in that way. But I bring up, let me ask you guys this. For years, I used to say, oh, yeah, I'm the son of, my dad was a baseball fan and a sports writer for a little while, and my mom was a music teacher and an opera singer. And that's technically true, I guess, because she used to say, oh, yeah, I was an opera singer. And then my wife called me on it. She sang in a couple, like, regional productions, you know, like in her 30s.
Was it opera?
Yep, absolutely.
Then she was an opera singer.
Yeah, but when I say my mom was an opera singer... You know, people are like, whoa, tell us about her performances at the Metropolitan Opera House. Please tell us about that. And I think she knew that people thought that, and she was okay with it. You know what I mean? Like, she was all right with living this sort of fake existence through her children and otherwise. And I have therapy tomorrow, but I bring it up early. Is that a lie? To what we're talking
about.
It's
not a lie. It's
a gross
It's hyperbole. It's misleading.
It's a willful mislead. right?
Yeah. Yes. It's Aaron Rodgers level misleading. No.
Right.
So my mom
is Aaron
Rodgers.
It kind of is.
Yeah,
it kind of is. It's intentionally misleading.
You're immunized, sir.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And as we get older, we gotta realize some uncomfortable truths about our parents sometimes here, don't we? You know? Like, my mom, a little bit of a hype man. She was kind of a hype man.
Well, all right. So since we're playing, am I a bad guy?
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys this.
Yeah.
If someone says to me, like, if I get pointed at, and it's like, hey, you're do I let them off the hook or do I say a different name?
Oh.
So if they're thinking
are you saying like? To let them like confuse you for the other black guy in sports media?
Sure. Yeah. So like if someone, because this has actually happened.
Jay Hood, it's good to see you.
Right. Like people have been like, hey, you're Jason Goff. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
No.
Have a nice
day.
I'm
really not.
Have a nice day. And then there are people like, yes, you are. No, I'm not. He's tall and handsome. I'm not those things.
Oh man.
The follow up.
Does that make you a bad guy? And should I have to tell people what my name is they guess wrong?
No, you do not have to tell them. It's up to you if you want to brand and meet somebody and gain. Probably you have a genuine interaction. You'll probably gain a fan, right? Theoretically, you'll gain a fan.
Okay. I've converted the golf coach.
Yeah,
he now checks out the show when they're on commercial.
Lawrence, a guy the other night said to me, I met him at Wrigley. He's like, oh, yeah, you're Sylvie, right? And I said, no, I am not. I'm not Sylvie. I'm Matt Spiegel. And we talked for a while. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. You know, I switched back and forth. I said, okay, I hear you. And by the end, he's like, Speaks, thanks, man. Thanks for talking to me. I said, of course. So, you know, I feel like that's what I would do, but I can't pretend that I have... Like, he didn't look at me and say I'm Sylvie because he thought I might be Jewish. You know? Like, that's not what happened.
Right. It's a little different.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
A little different.
And I do find that I probably will let black and brown people, like, get away with it a little bit more than I'll let my white brothers and sisters get away with it.
But how do you know if there's a well-meaning white person who just makes a mistake, like the guy calling me Sylvie? You know? You don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's just... It's the price we have to pay, Speaks.
Yeah,
Lawrence isn't going to let us off the hook in that one. It's it's just the burden we're going to have to wear.
Yeah. Hey, Lawrence, I love what you and Cap are doing together.
Me too, man. Me too. I think we're doing a great job. I'm doing a really wonderful job with the Bulls pre and post. Apparently,
yeah, you are.
I also did a great job of producing. Dan McNeil and Dan Jiggets did a great job being the EP of that. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm the person that was doing Give Him the Cane. All of those things. Yeah. Every black person that you've ever seen in sports media.
Aren't you Tony Gill? I know you.
I know.
I've heard your work.
Absolutely. Also taller and more handsome. That's a thing.
Oh, boy.
Lawrence, we got to run so we can get our 1:14-minute segment in before Cubs baseball and Tanny's open. But I will leave you with this. Tom Pelissero is reporting the Bears have signed another quarterback.
Oh, no.
Nathan Peterman.
Peterman! Oh, my God.
Trevor Siemian, Justin Fields, and the Peterman.
Hey, the Peterman!
I like it. I like
it.
Wow. I like it, and I'll tell you why when we come back.
Oh, I can't wait.
Bro.
That's going to put us right at the top. Lawrence, have a good one, man. I'm telling you, we're going to get out on a golf course this summer. Tanny's Open kicks us off. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.